Namaste. Welcome to episode 8 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Kelly Connor, bringing you a bit of peace, love, and yoga to your day. Today's class is a live recording from my regular Monday flow class. It's a strong level 2 class focusing on abdominal strength, so dig deep into the Manipura chakra. I hope you enjoy this practice, always. And thank you all so much for your emails of support. Thanks specifically to my sweet friend Sarah in Colorado for her lovely, lovely email and suggestions for future classes. Thanks to her, we have some fun shorter classes on the horizon. If you would like to get in touch, either to tell me about your practice or send me suggestions for this podcast, please email me at sunroseyoga@gmail.com or just leave a comment in the show notes at sunroseyoga.com. If you would like to support this podcast, write me a sweet review in iTunes. I thank you so, so, so much for listening and for your support. Namaste. Might see a few more people straggle in, but just begin to narrow the breathing down to the nostrils. Beginning to let go through the hips. Beginning to let go through the low back. And the mid back. And the upper back. Maybe drawing the shoulders up by the ears and then relaxing them away toward the floor. I'm gently beginning to rock the hips from side to side. Loosening up through the hips. Just sending fluid into those joints. This is an excellent space to come back to if you ever need a moment. You need to return to the breath. Or just get back into your body, so to speak. As you feel your forehead connect to the earth, you allow your thoughts to travel to a place in time that we're just filled with peace. Can be an experience from your own life or just something from your imagination that conjures up complete peace, complete calm. And if at any time during your practice you notice your mind beginning to drift, allow your thoughts to come back to this place of peace before returning to the breath. Let's walk the fingertips far forward on the floor, spreading them wide. As you breathe in, make your way to table pose, Chakravakasana. And as you breathe out, curl the toes and jackknife the hips up to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let's take a few breaths in here. Just breathing and stretching, maybe bending one knee at a time, pressing into the opposite heel. Finding the smooth breath,
that we cultivated in child's pose and bringing that into our more active practice today. Our weight is really rooting down into the floor in that fleshy space of the hand between the thumb and the index finger, and we're pretty light through the pinky. Begin to feel the tops of the shoulders drop away from the ears. And shift the gaze either toward the heart center or between the feet, cultivating a constant gaze helps us cultivate a constant mind. Let's slowly bring the feet together. And as you breathe in, sweep the right leg straight up toward the sky. Then bend the knee and pull back that right hip, gazing underneath the right armpit, really just lengthening the whole right side body, lengthening. Maybe spread the toes. Feel almost as though you're getting a little massage through the hip, the right hip. Connecting the hands to the earth. Feel the breath move through the entire body, from the tips of the fingers all the way through the outer edge of the foot. Let's take one more breath here and square the hips to the floor. As you breathe out, step the right foot all the way forward onto the floor into a nice high lunge. Now as we inhale, let's lift up through the hips, straightening the right leg. Join the left hip forward. And as you exhale, come back into that nice low lunge. Beautiful. We'll inhale and rise up, rounding the back here. And as you exhale, flatten the back out, coming into that low lunge. Beautiful. Inhale, lift up. And exhale, press out. Let's inhale, release the hands flat to the floor. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Gently bring the feet together and drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. As you breathe in, sweep the left leg straight up toward the sky, then bend the left knee and pull that left hip open, letting the left foot just drop back behind the tush. Lengthening, trying to keep our weight evenly distributed between the hands. Turn your focus to your breath. Is the breath smooth and even? Are the thoughts with the breath? As you breathe in, square the hips to the earth. And as you breathe out, step that left foot all the way forward. Nice low lunge. We'll inhale and lift up, drawing the right hip forward and the left hip back. As you exhale, press back into a nice lunge. Good. Inhale, rise up. And exhale, low lunge. Really press out through the heel. One more. Inhale, rise up. And exhale, lunge. Leading with the heart center. Let's take a nice full breath here. And as you breathe out, step the right foot forward to meet the left. Standing forward, fold Uttanasana. Grab opposite elbows and slowly sway from side to side with the upper body, just opening up the side body, opening up those intercostal muscles between the ribs. Let the head become heavy as you stop swaying and let the hands return to the earth. The crown of the head is drawing down. As we breathe in, let's come up halfway, bringing the hands to the shins. And as you breathe out, fold forward. As you breathe in, come up halfway. This time, roll the shoulders up, back, and down. Really lengthen the back of the neck. And exhale, fold forward, surrendering the crown of the head toward earth. Again, inhale up halfway. This time, lift the toes, spread them, igniting the muscles in the feet. Exhale, fold forward. As you inhale, root down through the feet, maybe bend the knees and rise all the way up, sweeping the arms up, and exhale the hands to the heart. Feel the feet connect to the earth. Let's gently heel toe the feet together. Feel the four corners of the feet root down as you rise up through the crown of the head. We'll inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up, gazing up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, come up halfway. And let's step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. We'll breathe out here, staying in plank, gazing out onto the floor. Let the back of the heart soften. If you'd like, you can drop the knees to the earth. We'll inhale, feel the spine lengthen. Exhale, press out through the heels. Inhale, engage the thighs. Exhale, soften the back of the heart. Inhale, extend out through the crown of the head. And as you exhale, drop knees, belly, and chest down. We'll inhale up into cobra, where the elbows are close into the body, the thighs are on the earth, the belly is on the earth, and drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Just relax. Good, nice breath out. One more breath in. And as you exhale, press back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. We'll take in a few breaths here. As you breathe in, lengthen. As you breathe out, begin to feel the inner thighs press back toward the back wall. Sitting bones are perked way up toward the sky. Gaze is toward the heart center or between the feet. So we're cultivating a nice long line. Tops of the shoulders begin to drop away from the ears. Beautiful. Good. Shoulder blades drawing down toward the hips. Inhale, lengthen from seat to crown. And as you exhale, begin to bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, and step or jump forward, standing forward fold. Inhale up halfway, and exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet and rise up. Gazing up, let's exhale and dive forward. Inhale up halfway, really lengthen. Feel the space between the vertebrae. Step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. And you can lower down as we did last time or coming to Chaturanga Dandasana. Inhale to upward dog or cobra. Exhale to downward facing dog. Take a few breaths in here. Should feel a little more like home each time we practice. Each time your breath moves in, you'll feel the spine grow just a little bit longer. Each time, good, you breathe out, you'll surrender to the posture just a little more deeply. Good, that was beautiful. Tops of the shoulders drop down. That space between the thumb and the forefinger pressing into the earth. Light on the pinky. As you breathe out, begin to bend the knees, shift the gaze forward, step or jump forward, Uttanasana. And as you inhale, come up halfway, feel yourself lengthening, and exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down through the feet and rise up. Let's exhale and dive forward. Crown is rooting down, inhale up halfway. Step or jump to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down. Inhale, coming up, beautiful. Exhale, downward facing dog. This time as you breathe in, step the right foot forward, drop the left heel and make your way to warrior one. Virabhadrasana one. Beautiful. So we're pressing into the outer edge of the left foot. Heart is rising up. Sinking into the front thigh. Relax through the shoulders. Find softness in the face. Find softness in the breath. And steadiness in the body. Good. Maybe lift the front toes and spread them. Good. The key to balance is connecting the four corners of the feet to the floor while keeping those toes nice and loose. Let's draw the hands together. Shift the gaze up and maybe take a nice little back bend here. Good, still relaxing through the shoulders. Let's inhale to plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, come up. And exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward, drop the right heel. Virabhadrasana one. Good. You may begin to notice just differences in the left and the right side of the body, which are completely normal. And as you, if you've been to my class before, you know, completely embraceable. Let's press into the outer edge of that right foot. Really sink into the front thigh. Back leg is straight and strong. Good, heart lifts up. Relax the shoulders. Good, freedom in the toes. Freedom in the low back. Draw the hands together and gaze up. Maybe take a nice baby back bend. Smooth breath. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. This time let's exhale knees and chest to the floor. Keep the tush lifted. Good. We'll inhale, pulling up to cobra. Good. And exhale, downward dog. Inhale, step the right foot forward. Drop the left heel. We'll go quick this time. Exhale, sink in. Inhale to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower knees and chest. Inhale to cobra, good, beautiful. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward. Drop the right heel. Beautiful. Exhale, sink in. Inhale, release to plank. Exhale, lower knees, chest. Inhale, scoop up. Beautiful. Exhale, back. Good. Let's take it a few breaths here. Inhale, feel the spine lengthen. Exhale, feel yourself becoming the fullest manifestation of this posture. You're exhaling and truly embracing what is, truly embracing this moment. Embracing whatever comes up in the body, embracing whatever comes up in the mind before taking a pause, taking a moment at your peaceful place, and then returning to the breath. Good, let's inhale, step the right foot forward, Virabhadrasana one. And let's stay here for a few breaths. Rise up. Press out, relax the shoulders. Good. So much to think about, but not really. Just becoming this posture. Let's inhale, straighten the front leg. Exhale, reach forward. And then gently release the hands either to the top of the shin, or if you'd like, you can grab opposite elbows behind the back, or take reverse prayer position behind the back. Here in Parsvottanasana, good. So spine is long, right hip is moving back, left hip is moving forward. Almost, you know, I use the crazy analogies, but almost imagine that your family was in a real pinch and you needed to make a little table for everyone to eat off of. And that table is your back. And the foundation for that straight long back is in our hips. So we're drawing the left hip forward. We're drawing the right hip back. Good. One more breath here. Feel the back of the neck lengthen. As you breathe out, really press into the outer edge of the left foot. Now gently release the left hand to the earth or to the top of the shin. Bring the right hand to the right hip and just begin to shift the gaze to the right. Pressing into the outer edges of the feet. Spine is still long, left hip still drawing forward, right hip still drawing back. One more breath here. press into the outer edge of the left foot. Now as we breathe in, let's step to plank, top of a push-up. Exhale, lower knees and chest down. Inhale, scoop up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, left foot forward, drop the right heel. Virabhadrasana 1. Good, beautiful. Relax through the shoulders. Soften through the side body. Soften through the face. Connect to the earth. You feel freedom in your low back. And your toes. We'll inhale and straighten that left leg. Exhale, hinge forward. Release the hands either to the shin or to the low back, either grabbing opposite elbows or coming into reverse prayer. And we're drawing the left hip back, pressing the right hip forward. Feeling the back of the neck lengthen, maybe tucking the chin ever so slightly. Staying light through the toes. And gently release the right hand either to the top of the shin or to the earth. Bring the left hand to the left hip and shift the gaze to the left. Now ideally we're stacking the shoulders here, one on top of the other. But most importantly in this practice, we're connecting to our body. We may be feeling things that don't feel right off the bat positive. But when we embrace the health, when we embrace how our body is moving here, it becomes just a beautiful expression of this human experience. Let's inhale, release the hand to the earth and press to plank, top of a push-up. Good. Exhale, lower knees, belly, chest down. To the earth. Now reach around with both hands and clasp them just above the tush. And we'll press the tops of the feet into the earth. And as you breathe in, rise up through the heart center, draw the hands down the back, coming into Shalabhasana. So pelvis presses into the earth, tops of the feet press into the earth. Rise up, but stay soft through the face. Stay soft through the neck. Let the breath move through the body and let the breath move you. As you exhale, release down. Place the hands on either side of the chest. And as you inhale, rock the hips back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. As you breathe out, relax the shoulders. As you breathe in, make your way to table, Chakravakasana. And as you breathe out, downward facing dog. Good. We'll just take a free breath here, noticing how the body feels different. Noticing how you can feel that space between each vertebrae as you breathe in. And noticing freedom in the body as you breathe out. With our next breath in, let's step the right foot forward. This time, keep the left heel lifted. So we'll come into Anjaneyasana. Hands come to the top of the thigh. Good. Then to the heart center. We'll circle, sweep the arms around and up, lifting up through the heart, but relaxing through the shoulders. Oh, gorgeous. It's just like the weight of the world was lifted. From everyone's bodies, everyone's minds. Left hip moving forward, right hip moving back, and still light through the toes. Now to really connect with our inner body here, maybe bend the back knee just a touch and begin to scissor the feet together so you'll feel the inner thighs pull in from both the front and the back. Now still press out through the heel. Beautiful. Let's inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee. gazing up over the right shoulder. If this feels too intense, drop that left knee to the earth, or bring the left hand to the earth on the inside edge of the right foot, and extend the right arm straight up. Good. Just find a place where you can really milk this twist. You get the full benefit of inhale and lengthening the body, lengthening from the outer edge of that heel all the way up through the crown of the head. And as you exhale, the heart spirals up toward the sky, and you're just wringing out any tension that you might feel inside the body. As we inhale, let's untwist. Good. Let's bring the hands to the low back. A little bit of fire in the legs. If you like, you can drop the back knee down. We'll inhale and lift the hands up, lift up with the heart. Exhale, begin to hinge forward, coming into ostrich. Trying not to rest too heavily on the front leg. Still keeping the nice long line. Imagine a line extending from the left heel all the way out through the crown of the head. With each breath in, we grow just a little bit longer. Each breath out, we become this ostrich. We become the most beautiful version of this bird. With your next inhalation, come back up. Arms as though someone were helping you. And as you exhale, drop the left knee to the earth. Scooch the right foot to the right. We'll bring the upper body to the inside edge. If you have tightness through the right hip, go ahead and use your block here. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. Exhale, begin to lower down, leading with the heart. And ideally, we're keeping our spine just as straight, just as long as we would in all of the other postures. Good. And once you've found the space when you first begin to feel tension, go within. Breathe into the source of that tension. Breathe around it. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch some of that tension just dissolve. And dissolve, and dissolve. And let's release the hands to the earth and slowly begin to walk the upper body back up. Scooch the right foot towards center. Now scooch the left foot over across toward the right side of the mat and really move the left foot over to the right side of the mat. Now we're just going to drop our tush back, coming to the inside edge. There, good. Now cross the right foot up and over the left. Wonderful. And you can either take the left elbow and bring it to the outside edge of the right, or if you'd like, you can hold the knees. Good. We'll inhale the right arm up, and exhale, twist over the right shoulder. Now, as you're in this twist, feel your sitting bones connect to the earth, and then begin to feel the hips relax and release as you begin to twist from the base of the spine all the way up. Good, nice long spines. Gently unwind, coming back to center. And as you breathe out, we'll just take a little counter stretch the other direction. We'll breathe in, back to center. Breathe out, relax. Let's walk forward almost like a big cat and press back to plank, top of a push-up. As you exhale, lower down to chaturanga or the earth. Inhale, upward facing dog or cobra. Exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the left foot forward to Anjaneyasana. Good. And keep the right heel lifted, hands come to the heart. And then all the way up as you are ready. Relax through the shoulders. Beautiful. Heart rising up.
Exhale, sink into the hips. Sink into that front thigh. Inhale, expand. And exhale, surrender to this posture. Inhale, lengthen. And exhale, sink. Gently inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, twist to the left, either with hands in prayer, or if you'd like, you can extend the hands, the arms, stacking one shoulder on top of the other, releasing one hand down to the earth. And also release that right knee down to the floor. It's so important that we listen to our bodies, especially in these challenging poses. This is a place where our body has so much to teach us, where we feel tightness, automatically something will come up in the mind. And that is a great place for us to reconnect with that peace, reconnect with the breath. Let's gently inhale and untwist. Exhale, clasp the hands behind the low back. We'll inhale, lift up through the hands, lift up through the heart, and exhale, hinge forward. Good. Nice long line from heel to crown. Soothing breath, massaging any tension through the body. Feeling the inner thighs, feeling the muscle energy, they're drawing in and up and still pressing out. Let's inhale back up. Good work. Exhale, release the hands to the earth. Release the right knee to the earth. Scooch the left foot over to the left. And again, if you have tightness through the hips, you all know I do. And then use your block. We'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And exhale, begin to draw down to the earth. Leading with the heart center, relaxing through the neck, relaxing through the upper back. Again, breathing into the source of any tension, breathing around it, and as you breathe out, just watching that tension dissolve. If you're all the way down on the floor, you can curl that back toe under and lift the right knee up off the floor if you'd like to take it just a little bit more deeply. Softness through the face. Release the hands to the earth and begin to walk back up. We'll scooch that left foot back towards center and we'll scooch the right knee over toward the left side of the mat, really over with the foot. And we'll rock back using our hands to support us. Letting both sitting bones press into the earth. Crossing that left foot up and over. And again, set up however you like, either using the elbow or the arm. We'll inhale the left arm up. And exhale, twist over the right shoulder, the left shoulder. Hips are sinking into the earth. Spine is lengthening, and with each exhalation, we come just a bit more deeply into the posture. We wring out any tension that might have accumulated in this day, outside of this room. And as we do so, we return to ourself. We'll inhale and untwist. Exhale and take just a tiny counter twist the other way. Inhale back to center. Let's uncross the legs from here. And we'll begin to come up onto the tippy toes. Extend the arms. Let the heart be high and lifted as the toes gently come up off the floor and make their way towards straight. And we'll do a little abdominal work today. So we'll count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now come forward, cross the feet, hop up, and rock back. And we'll come back into Navasana. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And hop. It feels more normal after about 50 times. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And hop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And hop. One more. Good work, everybody. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beautiful. Let's use our hands to support us as we move all the way down to the floor. Does everyone have a block? Okay, we'll need one of these close by. Now from here, extend the legs straight up toward the sky. Press the heels together and press the palms into the earth. We'll slowly, and on my count, lower the heels toward the earth. So we'll lower about 30%. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower 30%. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower to about 2 inches off the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come all the way back up. Good. Hug the knees into the chest. Extend them up again. Now lower down 30. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower to 2 inches. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come back up. Hug the knees into the chest. One more. Extend the legs. We'll lower 30. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lower. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 2 inches. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hug the knees in. Beautiful work. Little ab burner for us today on this beautiful Monday. Let's extend the legs up. Now as you breathe in, let the legs spread very wide. As you breathe out, circle the legs down so that they're pointing to the front of the room, but they're about 2 inches off the floor. Breathe in, draw them back up. Breathe out, relax. Breathe in, spread. Breathe out, kick. Breathe out, pull up. Breathe out, relax. Breathe out, spread. Breathe in, spread. Breathe out, twist. Pull up and rest. One more. Breathe in, spread. Breathe out, kick. Breathe out, pull. Breathe out, relax. Let's draw the knees into the chest and gently rock from side to side. Let's bring the soles of the feet to the floor. Pull them in close, making sure that our knees are in line with our hips and our ankles. Letting the palms face down. As you breathe in, connect the feet to the earth and lift the pelvis, the low back, the mid back. Coming into bridge, Setubandha Sarvangasana. Maybe drawing the shoulders underneath the back and clasping the hands. Good, now once we're here, relax through the tush. We're drawing the base of the spine down toward the knees. We're filling our body up with breath. Expanding. And really coming into our legs, feeling our legs. Come come up onto the tippy toes. We'll unclasp the hands. And then lower down as you exhale, one vertebrae at a time. If you'd like, you could draw the knees into the chest. Feel your spine connect to the earth. Now again, we'll press the feet into the floor. Lift up through the pelvis, the low back, the mid back. And if you'd like, at this point, you can take your block on its highest position and place the block so that it's supporting your sacrum. And also continue without the block. It's up to you. As you breathe in, draw the right knee in toward the chest, and then extend the right leg all the way up toward the sky. Maybe flaring the toes, pressing the ball of the foot up toward the sky. Aiming to keep the hips fairly level. And aiming to keep the breath smooth and even. Again, draw the knee into the chest and release it down. As you breathe in, draw the left leg up. Extend the leg straight up toward the sky. Maybe spreading the toes. Still feeling that breath move you. And feeling the breath move through you. Draw the knee toward the chest and release. We'll move our block out of the way and come up onto the tippy toes. With your next exhalation, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time. And hug the knees into the chest. Rocking gently from side to side, if that feels okay. Maybe drawing circles around the low back by rolling the knees in a circle. Bringing the soles of the feet to the floor and extending the arms out on the floor close to the body with the palms facing down. We'll again extend the legs straight up. Press the hands into the floor. We'll hoist the hips up over the shoulders with the feet dropping back behind the head. Now bring the hands to the low back, pressing into the sacrum. As one foot at a time, you lift up into shoulder stand, Sarvangasana. I'll be around to check on everyone. We're pressing the feet toward the front of the room. Good. This is a wonderful space to get to know the energy center right around your throat, referred to in Sanskrit as the Visuddha chakra. This is the seat of our will. So if you ever notice yourself sort of in combat with your body in this posture, that's because that's exactly what our energy centers are designed to do. Practicing Sarvangasana will ease insomnia if that ever troubles you. And for the time being, it will give you calm energy. Now, as you are ready, you can let one or both feet drop back behind the head, still keeping the spine nice and long, still keeping the shoulders over, or excuse me, the hips over the shoulders, into Halasana or plow pose. can either support the low back with the hands or release them onto the earth. And the attention naturally shifts within as we come into this super duper forward fold. Letting the breath remain smooth and easy. And as you are ready, and bring the palms of the hands to the earth, extending the arms straight. And from here, just gently begin to roll down one vertebrae at a time, using your abdominal muscles. And bringing the feet back down to the floor. We'll gently hug the knees into the chest. And as you breathe in, really hug the knees in. As you breathe out, lift the head. As you breathe in, release the head back down toward earth. And as you breathe out, relax your grasp on the knees. And then gently, one foot at a time, release the feet to the floor. Let's take them quite wide so that they're maybe on the outside edges of the mat. Extend the arms out to T. We'll take in a breath here. And as you breathe out, let both knees come to the earth on the right. Let them fall to the right. Almost like a windshield washer. If you'd like to take this twist a little deeper, you can press the upper body up and let the heart center drop down, twisting to the right, gazing, or to the left, excuse me. And doing it the other way. Good. And Dharma Chakrasana. Begin to feel the face relax completely. Feel the entire side of the body relax completely. Let your breath travel to any parts of the body where there might still be some remaining tension. Breathe around those spaces and soothe, ease that tension. With your next breath in, slowly bring the knees back to center. And as you breathe out, let the knees shift to the left, releasing them down to the earth. You can either let both shoulders press into the floor, or for the full inversion of this posture, you can roll the upper body all the way to the left and drop the chest down toward earth, gazing at the right thumb. Really a super twist. Feel the low back release, the mid back, the upper back. As you breathe in, make your way back to center. And make any last minute adjustments to your body before extending both legs all the way out onto the floor and turning the palms up. If anyone would like a blanket, just wave at me, or anything else to be comfortable. Let the eyes close. And come to a place of zero effort, a place of zero muscle, a place of complete ease from the tips of the toes all the way up to the face and the scalp. And when the body has fully embraced this space, allow the thoughts to drift back to the breath, and the breath sweeping up the length of the body as you inhale, and sweeping down the length of the body as you exhale. Chest for one last little lower back massage. Rolling over onto your favorite side whenever you are ready. And just taking a moment here, curled up, still connected to the ease and comfort and peace that you experience through your whole body and whole mind through this practice. And allow yourself to take all of that goodness with you simply by remembering that ease, peace, and pure joy are yours anytime you reconnect to the present moment, anytime you reconnect to the breath, anytime you connect with others. With that in mind, whenever you are ready, use the strength of your arms to press yourself back up to a comfortable seated position. Moving the hands to the heart. With all of these feelings of peace, calm, joy in your heart right now, allow your thoughts to travel to someone or some group of people anywhere in the world who could use a little peace, a little ease, a little joy right now. Maybe send that person or those people a little bit of your ease, peace, and joy. I thought we could close today by chanting the word Om 3 times, followed by the word Shanti 3 times. Om is the sound of the universe. It is the vibration of oneness. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word for peace. We'll take in one full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Oh.